This is the primal scream of a dying regime. Pray for our enemies, because we're going medieval on these people. Putin's not got a free shot on all these networks lying about the people. The people have had a belly full of it. I know you don't like hearing that. I know you try to do everything in the world to stop that, but you're not going to stop it. It's going to happen.
And where do people like that go to share the big lie? MAGA Media. I wish, in my soul, I wish that any of these people had a conscience.
Ask yourself, what is my task and what is my purpose? If that answer is to save my country, this country will be saved.
War Room. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
Caroline Glick is in the United States. Caroline, I know you got to bounce, and thank you for hanging. It's been quite enlightening, you and Joel back to back. But, hey, let me tell you, if we lose Israel, I don't know how you keep the United States as the constitutional republic we've had built upon the values of the Judeo-Christian West. If you don't think it's going to be hard, look at that. Look at what you just saw from Dearborn, Michigan. That is pure, unadulterated hatred. Caroline Glick, you're here in the States. Tell me why, and any closing thoughts?
Well, I think, you know, I'm here because I want to make sure that the first part of your sentence doesn't happen. Israel's not going anywhere. We have to win this war, and we will. And I think that Prime Minister Netanyahu speaks for the entire, is not the entire, 85, 90% of the Israeli people when he says that we're going to finish this war off by hook or by crook. And what the Biden administration is saying is, you know, you can have abusive relations with the United States that we're going to pretend don't exist, and lose the war. You can have abusive relations with the United States that we won't pretend don't exist and win the war. And that's basically what the bargain is on the table right now. And unfortunately, that means that Israel is going into an open breach with the administration very soon, because the Israeli people won't settle for less than total victory. And so, you know, I'm here to talk to our friends, and because I know that the American people do stand with Israel, and that the Biden administration, at most, according to the polling data, is representing maybe 20% of Americans who side with Hamas against Israel. So I'm here in order to talk to people like you who truly understand that the fight here between for America and for Israel is the same fight, and we both have to win for both of us to win.
Caroline, where can people get your column, all your writing, social media, all of it?
So I've been traveling, so I haven't updated my website, but usually my website, carolineglick.com, has all of my writing. And other than that, you can see all of my podcasts, all of my writing on JNS.org, JewishNewsSyndicate.org, JNS.org, where I'm the senior editor.
Caroline, thank you so much. Good luck here in the States.
Thank you very much, and good luck to you. Godspeed.
Thank you. Boy, if you ever needed another reason for President Trump to come back, remember, President Trump had peace and prosperity. All the thing, oh, he's white nationalist, he's a cult leader, he's all this. Give me 2019. Give me the fall and Christmas of 2019. Economically, world was at peace. And listen, this is with the Putin and the KGB in Moscow, the CCP in Beijing, the mullahs in Tehran and Persia, Erdogan, all these same bad guys. Well, their behavior was a lot different than when Trump was in. Just empirical evidence. Dave Brett, your thoughts, and in particular your thoughts on the ruling class and the economics of this country, sir.
Yeah, well, I've been doing this economics and ethics stuff for about 30 years, and the left has been very good at baking into the cake the structures which we're seeing now, right? The border invasions, the economic data, the wars. These have not just come about lately. I have a few charts I just want to go through real quickly. You've seen them before. But the first one is now that the richest 1% of the people in this country now own $44 trillion of wealth, right? So the top 1% now own half of our wealth. The top 10% own 90% of our wealth. And if you look at that chart, it's a little curious. The left always says they're for the small guy. But at 2020, that chart goes like a rocket ship straight up to the moon, right? From 16 to 20, it looks like it's kind of increasing at a decreasing rate, then going down a little bit in 19. But then it just takes off. And so the elitist billionaires are having their way with the world. And then, of course, this all of this wealth goes into the market. It was zero interest rates for a decade and produces the biggest debt we've ever had. So all these charts are long run. Take a look at the next chart. Denver has it. This one is cause for concern. We've had it on this show many times, but that right dotted line to the far right at, you know, 2025, that has us at a debt level that's the equal of World War II in percent of GDP terms. Go look at 1945 to the left there. So that's, you know, 100% of debt to GDP ratio, which all the Harvard, Reinhardt, and Rogoff said are of danger zones. But then look to the far right. We're approaching 200% of debt to GDP. And so that's why Diamond and all the big bankers, and then the comments from the director of CBO said we're at prime minister trust levels for a financial crisis here when they had that major sell-off of British debt that almost tanked the British financial markets. And so that's where we're at. And folks, you know, go out to Zero Hedge. They're great on all these charts. Their key line right back in September was that they say their catchiest observation is that we're on a trajectory of our debt rising by $1 trillion every 3 months or every 100 days or so back then. That is unsustainable. It cannot continue. The trust example is key. And then the final chart is just the here's a long run chart, you know, over a few decades. There's your interest expense on the debt. And again, you know, what cannot go on forever won't. Yogi Berra at the far right. Those are our interest rate expenses up to $1 trillion. They're on their way to $2 trillion. And the final chart, Denver, just shows that in relation to the regular debt.
Hang on. Slow down before you go to the last chart. The reason it has to be stopped now, because for so many years, this talk about debt and deficits was some ephemeral international economics, pointy-headed guys having all these discussions in Wall Street, and nothing happened. In fact, they just approved a budget that didn't do anything to the Southern border, had $2 trillion in deficits, another $2 trillion right before you. The difference is, and this is what E.J. Antoni and Dave Brat were able to illuminate over a half a year ago, is that the problems in your life with finances and your inability, the credit card situation, the back taxes, all of it, is the fact you can't make monthly, you can't make your own monthly nut. You have to go to credit cards, is because of not just simple interest rates today, but the refinancing of the national debt. It's at such, you know, it's the law of large numbers. All of a sudden, this thing matters because, as we said, Janet Yellen, doing this short term, refinancing this with T-bills and T-notes and all of it, has now structurally got into inflation and causing the rise of the cost of living, of real CPI, right? Common sense CPI, what it costs to actually live, as Jason Trenet showed yesterday. It's up 20% or 20-some percent, 25%. Purchasing power of the dollar's down. The de-dollarization movement's all because of this. Because the people that own the 44 trillion, the 1%, and the 10% own 90, note to self, take number two principle and write this down. The system is working for them. As long as you have this con going, and as long as nobody fires people in Congress for continuing to do this, it's going to continue. It will continue until you force it to stop. They will never stop it because they're getting wealthier and wealthier and having more and more control. Dave Brat, is my thesis wrong in that, sir?
No, that's right. And that's the left has been, again, very good at building all the things they want. The wage rate for the worker, the managed decline of the United States of America, the debt. If Denver wants to put up the last chart, this one just shows the size of the you know, the regular debt and the dark purple going to the right. Go look at the dotted line in the toward the right of that graph. That's where we are now. And you'll see the dark purple line's about the same size as the pink below it. The pink below it is the interest expense on the debt. And you'll see a few years out as you move to the far right, the interest expense is bigger than the regular debt. And so we're just throwing good money after bad, right? It's like a young person just running up the debt on their credit card, except we're doing this at the national level. The politicians can't say no, but it ultimately is, as you just said, on the American people. If you don't throw the people out that are voting for these $2.5 trillion deficits and the $7 trillion behemoth government spending projects that I just showed on the earlier chart that rival World War II spending without World War II. And they're also the equivalent of the COVID spending where we just threw checks out to everybody, carte blanche, businesses, citizens. We just threw cash. We're still doing that without COVID or without a major war. So that when the war comes, we're out of bullets.
Yeah. And Jamie Dimon, you didn't bitch about this when it was obvious. Here's why. They have a radical framing device. They have a radical theory that came from France. Does that surprise anybody? Right? Does that surprise anybody? Radical theory came from France. Modern monetary theory. And they say, oh, no, we didn't. No, that deficits don't matter. The deficits don't matter, and you can continue to run these as long as you're buying great stuff. It doesn't matter. And, oh, if inflation gets out of control, then you can increase taxes up to 90%. Hey, note to self, this is why we have Tax Network USA as one of our sponsors. The 10,000 new IRS agents, they're not going after the 1%. Biden goes on there and says, I'm going to tax billionaires. This, and it's a one-day hit, and it's faded. They're not going after any of the wealthy. That's not the way the system works. They're going after you, okay? They're going after you.
Yeah.
They're going after you. They got to get blood from a stone, and they're going to go get it. Hey, stones, are you ready? Because they're coming for you. They're not going to change. The system is only going to change when you force change. And this is why it's not a white nation. We have advocates and allies in the African-American community. Many African-American men are now awakened to this. The Hispanic families are awakened to this. The Asian-Americans, all the empirical evidence is they're coming our way. You know why? All of a sudden, they're having a great awakening. And that great awakening is the system is rigged, and it's rigged against them. And the harder you work, the farther behind you get. Dave Brat, any concluding thoughts, observations? Your charts have been amazing. To lay this all out,
yeah.
Thoughts, observations.
Yeah, we've got other charts to show since 71 in the Federal Reserve, the threats to our reserve currency. We've got evidence to show the reserve currency has changed 7 times in the last 500 years due to one thing ultimately, and that's war. But this debt leads to war.
Yeah, I want to save all those and go through it because this is what Jamie Dimon, the genius in charge of J.P. Morgan, Jamie Dimon, the populist. Remember the talk? Oh, I went through the Christian readout up in the Northwest. They're the nicest people in the world. Remember, he's in Davos all of a sudden.
He's
more fire breathing than Donald Trump as far as a populist. No, we're going to go through the whole reserve currency thing because this is the end of it. Look, I'm not saying we have to be the reserve currency. It comes with a lot of responsibilities of people, but we have a conscious decision. If we're not going to be it, you're going to have a free fall. And this is what's happening. The elites are so greedy, so power mad, so delusional that what they're doing is forcing. They're the ones, and you're going to see it on Johnson's thing. Johnson wants to take the frozen assets of the Russian people, and he wants to seize them, steal them, turn them into cash, give them to the Ukrainian oligarch, Zelensky and that crowd, to basically steal their money. That's going to destroy Bretton Woods. These guys are the radicals. Trump is order and stability. These people are anarchy and chaos. Dave Brat, where do we go get your charts, all your thinking, all the political thoughts are yours, not your beloved university?
Yeah, no, that's right. And always remember, 2/3, 70% of the jobs are held by small and medium-sized businesses, and no one is looking out for you. Your representatives are not looking out for you.
Yeah.
I get folks that call me all the time, people running for office. I say, what's the highest debt deficit you'll vote for? I said, I recommend a number south of $1 trillion. So don't ask them what they think about things. They're good with words. You name your number and say, if you don't get this number right, buddy, if you're more than $1 trillion deficit, you're Amen. See you later. Brat Economics, I get it. I'll post all see this stuff. I have your kids study it. Come visit me at Liberty University anytime.
Yeah. New survey out, the lowest in 11 years of confidence of the small business owner. We're going to get to all this throughout the day and tomorrow. A lot of economics, a lot of capital markets. Brat, thank you, brother. Appreciate it. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
What about a pot of Warpath coffee right about now? Feel like getting jacked up? I do. Think I'm going to have a quick one during the break. Warpath.coffee/war room. Get that discount. The Navy SEALs at Warpath Coffee.
The so-called financial experts thought we were in the clear. They were anticipating around 6 rate cuts by the Fed this year. And then the inflation data came out higher than expected. Friends, this isn't going away. It can't. The U.S. is $34 trillion plus in the hole, and yet we keep printing money, which pushes the prices you pay every day even higher. So you can either bury your head in the sand or you can do something about it. Diversify a portion of your savings into gold with Birch Gold Group. Gold is your hedge against inflation, and Birch Gold makes it easy to own. They'll help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold. And you don't pay a penny out of pocket. Text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, to 989898 and get your free info kit on gold. Then talk to a precious metals specialist on how to protect your savings from persistent inflation with gold. Text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, to 989898. Do it today. Action, action, action.
Very toxic, and certainly Donald Trump has made it more toxic, given the words that he uses, the issues that he takes advantage of. He sees what we see in this reality distortion machine. He's been a master at it. But I've never thought that he's the cause. He's a symptom of it, maybe a big symptom of it, but a lot of this stuff exists nonetheless. But when you, even when you talk to those Trump supporters, like when you get outside of the big cities, you talk to them, and you really push them on what they believe. Like, yeah, maybe they're telling a poll. They think the election was stolen. But the more you talk to them, they don't really feel that. They just think that they don't trust anything. They don't trust institutions. They don't trust the media. So it's kind of like a middle finger to pollsters, the media, and to politics in general. And by the way, if you really thought that the election was stolen, if like tens of millions of people, you would just passively say, oh, yeah, it was stolen. I'm not going to do anything about it. You'd storm the streets if you actually believed in your bones in large numbers that that was the truth. And that's the tribal nature that you're seeing in politics. And a little bit of this is because so many people have torn down all the institutions that held all of us together when we were kids, right? Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, churches, business, government, media. When everyone trusts nothing and everyone's just like left on their own, you kind of get the politics that you have today. And I think, you know, I think.
Okay, there was so much misdirection play and misinformation in Vanderhey, and he's a smart guy. He knows what he's doing. But at the end, the quiet part out loud, the institutions, we didn't destroy these institutions. We're a rising power, but a minority power in this country. The populist nationalist movement. It was destroyed by the elites. And where, what was the railhead of the destruction of the institutions of this country? I would respectfully submit John F. Kennedy's assassination in November of 1963. I want to bring in now one of the most brilliant guys in the world, a PhD from Harvard, author of 50 books, one of the top best investigators ever that's dedicated a big part of his life to the study of this, Dr. Jerome Corsi. Dr. Corsi, we know you for so many other topics, but this book that you just come out with, JFK, The Final Analysis, is, and I consider myself a JFK assassination aficionado, have spent a lot of time on it because obviously as a small child or a young boy in Richmond, Virginia, that was Irish Catholic and the family had been all in for Kennedy. We had his picture on the wall. It was a stunning, obviously shocking development. I want to go back before I talk about the book. The railhead of a lot of distrust in this country came from the simple fact that, hey, 60 years afterwards, Jerome Corsi, who's got a lot of other stuff to work on, and we'll talk about that in a minute, a lot of other stuff to work on. You're spending years in research and doing this kind of definitive book with ballistics experts and all this, what you're about to share with us, instead of other things, because it hasn't been, not only but has not been solved, but the institutions that kind of represented the American people lied to people. Bald-faced lies, right? The Warren Commission that had all the great and good on there, the Warren Commission, was a sham and a joke. Isn't that the reason that we have the institutional problems today when Jim Vanderhey's whining on Morning Joe this morning about all this and blaming MAGA and blaming President Trump and blaming the deplorables? Isn't it the established order that destroyed these institutions starting with the Kennedy assassination, sir?
I agree with you entirely, Steve. You're exactly right. I mean, the JFK assassination was a coup d'etat. And this book is definitive in that I worked with David Mantic, who is both a PhD in physics and an MD. He's a radiation oncologist. He's been practicing for over 40 years. He's seen the JFK skull x-rays from the autopsy. There's three of them, more than anyone else. And he studied them with optical density measurements, which is a scientific instrument that you bring into the archives, and it shoots a beam of light through a hole. You have an arm, it comes down, you measure the light coming through the x-ray, and it gives you a very, very scientific measure of what you're looking at. Now, the conclusions of Dr. Mantic's research, which he's been publishing for 30 years, but it's all been scientific published. I worked with Dr. Mantic to write a book anybody can read. The bottom line is that all three of these x-rays are not the originals. They have all been altered. They're all forged to mask evidence of frontal shots. And the x-rays shown the optical density measurements, clear evidence of two frontal shots and one from behind. And this corresponds with the evidence that was seen at Parkland Hospital. That's a skull x-ray from the right lateral x-ray. It's going through the right side of Jack Kennedy's head. And you can see a shot entered at the forehead. The forehead is up by the dark space, by that red circle. That's where the forehead area is. The shot entered there, and it trailed across the back of the head. You can actually see the bullet fragment debris. And the largest fragment is at the back, because the largest fragment has the most weight, and when a bullet breaks up in a head, it goes the farthest. This is clear evidence of a frontal shot that entered at the forehead and went across the right quadrant of the head, and it did not exit. You see the skull at the back, there's no exit wound. So that's undoubtable. That's clear evidence, scientific evidence. The red blob marks where there's a patch of what looks like mercury. Probably this was a mercury bullet that entered right in the forehead and could not be removed in the pre-autopsy surgery that was done at Bethesda before the autopsy started to alter the wounds. And this book, which is 564...
Slow down. It's a massive book. Tons of detail. It's you're going to have to work your way through it, but it's like the Fauci book RFK wrote. We sold 750,000 copies, and others 1.5 million sold. You got to get... This I understand. When I talk about institutions, Kennedy... obviously, he was a naval officer, loved the Navy. They went to Bethesda for all this. They probably should have gone to Walter Reed because they were experts in gunshot wounds. I don't understand. Are you saying that the Navy officers and the admirals that were around the table in Bethesda and then later, that they gun decked all this, and they were part of the cover-up of this?
Absolutely. Jack Kennedy's body arrived at the Bethesda morgue at 6:30 p.m. on the night of November 22nd, 1963, the shooting, 1.5 hours before the official autopsy was to begin in the gallery. It was brought in a steel casket, shipping casket. When they opened it up, Jack Kennedy was in a body bag, like from Vietnam. He was naked, and there was a towel around his head. That's not how the body left Dallas. At gunpoint, the Secret Service took the body. They had put it in a ceremonial casket that the Secret Service ordered from a local funeral home. They put the body, was wrapped in sheets. The head was wrapped in sheets. Body was placed in the casket. The mortician and the Justice of Peace from Dallas, Earl Rose, and Justice of Peace showed up and said, "We're doing the autopsy. This is a Dallas murder. You can't take the body." There was no federal crime to kill the president in 1963. The Secret Service put Dr. Rose and the Justice of Peace up against the wall at gunpoint, said, "We're taking the body." They wheeled the body out of Parkland and rusked it, took it right over to Love Field. But in the process, the body was taken out of that ceremonial casket, and it arrived at Parkland Hospital, arrived at the Bethesda Morgue from helicopter from Andrews Air Force Base in a steel shipping casket. And Doctors Boswell and Humes, the two Navy pathologists who were going to conduct the autopsy, did pre-autopsy surgery. And there were
Hold on, hang
corpsmen
on, hang
who
on, slow down, slow, hang on, slow, hang on, hang on, right. Slow down. that classic scene where we see the back of the truck and the coming off the plane and putting a casket in that was then put in, looked like a hearse or an ambulance, and then taken to Bethesda. Are you saying that that did not have the body of JFK in it?
It was empty. Did not have body of JFK in it. And it didn't arrive until about 7:17 at Bethesda. The two drivers who drove that Navy ambulance were the two drivers who were driving the limousine, Greer and Kellerman, Secret Service agents. When they got to Bethesda, Jackie Kennedy came to the front entrance. Jackie Kennedy and Robert Kennedy got out and went to the VIP room. Kellerman and Greer didn't know where the morgue was at Bethesda Navy Hospital. Two FBI agents show up. They're supposed to attend the autopsy. Siebert and O'Neill were their names. They take Kellerman and Greer. Actually, Kellerman went into the morgue looking for the morgue, and Greer drove the limousine around. Kellerman shows up, the four of them, two FBI and two Secret Service, take the empty casket, ceremonial casket from Dallas, out of the limousine, out of the Navy ambulance, bring it into the anteroom of the morgue, drop it there, and are told to leave. Secret Service refuses to allow them into the morgue because Jack Kennedy's body is already in the morgue, having been brought there in a steel shipping casket and a body bag.
Hang over a second. We're going to go to break. We're going to go to break. Hang over a second. It was always questionable why they didn't go to Walter Reed because of the gunshot wound expertise of the Army physicians and people could do an autopsy in Bethesda. But how did you – we got a minute here. I'm going to hold you to the break. How do you know all this? How do you back this up with the book is the size of two phone books. How do you back this up with actual empirical evidence besides the doctor with the autopsy itself? How do you back up the shifting of the body?
Well, the Douglas Horn, who was one of the officers on the Assassinations Records Review Board, he wrote a 5-volume set of books called Inside the ARRB, the Assassinations Records Review Board. He interviewed all the military personnel who were at the autopsy. He was backed up by another gentleman named William Matson Law. There's extensive interviewing under oath of these Navy corpsmen. The times are recorded in official documents that Kennedy's body arrived in this shipping casket at 6:30. So the record is ironclad, and it takes a lot of effort to go through all this, but it is all there, and it's all cited in the book. There's over 1,000 footnotes.
1,000 footnotes. Hang on for 1 second. Short commercial break. The revered and renowned Dr. Jerome Corsi on the other side.
Who can you trust? Government leaders repeatedly fail us. Self-appointed experts have led us astray. Distrust in so-called authorities is spreading like a bad cold. We can't quite shake it, but you are not as powerless as they'd like you to believe. When there's no one to depend on, it's time to rely and depend on yourself. Not sure where to start? Well, try this. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. Grab a 4-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply for just $60 off. Think about that, $60 off right now. My Patriot Supply has helped millions of American families reach self-reliance. I want you to think about that. Reach self-reliance. These food kits offer meals, drinks, and snacks that provide over 2,000 calories every single day, sealed inside heavy-duty packaging that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and protect your future with as many kits as you need. These kits ship fast, free, and arrive in unmarked boxes. With My Patriot Supply, when you order by 3 p.m., your food kits will ship the same day. Save $60 per kit. That is $60 per kit at MyPatriotSupply.com. Take action. Use your agency. Action, action, action.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
Okay, Dr. Corsi, there's so much here. like I said, I'm a fishing out of this book. This book blows me away on every page. I just want to make sure I understand something. Everything of the 1,000 footnotes, because this book's that thick, everything that you've taken is from some sort of government record or empirical evidence, because you call this the final analysis, right? And you understand this assassination quite well. When you put it on that's the final analysis, people are going to take that as gospel truth as final. You're saying you've taken this from all the different documents that are out there, correct?
That's correct. It's very thoroughly evidenced in government documents, sworn testimony. Douglas Horn, who did the 5 volumes on the assassination, medical records, worked with us. He wrote a preface to the book. He's fully authenticated everything we've said in the book. Dr. Mandick has done optical density measurements. Those are science. Everything in here has been validated. Dr. Michael Chesser also independently did the same type of optical density measurements on the JFK skull x-rays, and he concluded that Dr. Mantic was right. Everything in here is double-checked, fully vetted, and you've got photographs and footnotes that prove it all. And it's fully illustrated so you can see everything we're talking about.
Okay. JFK, the assassination, the final record. Where can we get this book today? I know the audiences want to get all over this. We have quite a few people that are still not convinced about President Kennedy's assassination. Where do they go?
It's only on Amazon right now. We didn't print up any for the bookstores. We wanted to get it out right away. Look for it. Jerome Corsi and David Mantic, The Assassination of John F. Kennedy, The Final Analysis. And it's in, okay, you can get it from Amazon right now.
Go get it. Dr. Corsi is going to join us tomorrow. We're going to get a time. Dr. Corsi will be with us tomorrow. There's also a big announcement. Dr. Corsi is going to head up the Anti-Globalist Alliance, working with Archbishop Vigano. We got a lot to talk about tomorrow. We'll do that tomorrow. Dr. Corsi, it's social media. Do you have social media people can follow you?
Yes, thetruthcentral.com. I'm doing podcasts every weekday. Thetruthcentral.com. Be sure to put the in there, thetruthcentral.com.
Thank you, Dr. Corsi. See you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Amazing. This is when Jim VanderHey's whining about the institutions. Naomi Wolf joins us. You got CDC, got the bald-faced lies they told about the pandemic, the bald-faced lies they told about the masking, the bald-faced lies about shutting down the schools, the bald-faced lies they told about the vaccine, the bald-faced lies they've told about vaccine injury and death and all of it, on and on and on and on and on. But the problem is the deplorables, MAGA, Dr. Naomi Wolf, the War Room, Charlie Kirk, that's the problem. They've done it because we had so much power to do it. And now we got another situation with the WHO. And, of course, we're all wing nuts for thinking this. The good WHO is just looking, Dr. Tedros is just out there looking for the good of the country. The same guy that on January 12th put out a tweet, they're saying there's no human transmission here. There's no, what do you mean? This is nothing happening. It's a little flu bug in Wuhan. That was him on the 12th and 13th of January of, wait for it, 2020, when war and pandemic first started off. And he said, I think it's a bigger problem than that. I think they may be lying to you. Naomi Wolf, walk me through the end of the institutions. I think the railhead was the Kennedy assassination, although I could make an argument it was Pearl Harbor and McCarthy and who lost China and all that, but I'll leave that for another day, ma'am. Before I get to CDC, tell me about the WHO. Please tell me we're on offense and we're shutting this abomination down, ma'am.
Well, there's some really good strategies, and what's happening to counter the WHO ties in directly to your point about the demise of our institutions. What's a more fundamental institution than a nation state, a Western democratic or a republic that is a nation state? There's nothing more fundamental. Everything depends on that. The rule of law depends on that. Our civil liberties depend on that. The defense of our Constitution in the United States depends on that. So the genius of these oligarchs is to dissolve the nation state, dissolve the power of the nation state, and every other institution will just fall like dominoes, once you dissolve the nation state, because then there's no more law and no more recourse. And I experienced this, Steve, a week or two ago when I was in Europe for the first time, and they are in the Netherlands, absolutely crushed compared to what they were before the pandemic, because a meta-national entity, in that case the EU, has dissolved their national sovereignty. So the offense that is exciting is that there's going to be a press conference tomorrow in Washington, D.C. by the Sovereignty Coalition, our friends Frank Gaffney and Reggie Littlejohn and their colleagues. And what they're doing, they've got a very good declaration. I'm a signatory in advance of ramping up. The WHO member states are resuming negotiations aimed at finalizing this pandemic treaty that would basically leave us completely at the mercy of the WHO's mercenaries, the WHO's laws, the declaration of a pandemic at any time, which they're already trying to spin up, right? They, you know, finalized this on May 27th, so there's not much time. Unsurprisingly, you're getting drumbeats of a new pandemic, you know, just in time. But the Sovereignty Coalition has a statement and an approach called Not Now to the consideration and approval of the two WHO treaties. And what they're calling for is insisting that the treaties be submitted for the Senate's advice and consent. And it's kind of insane that that is not the case, that it has to be called for. And so they're saying, therefore, the undersigned called for the deferral of action on the treaties amending the international health regulations and governing the WHO's purported prevention of, preparations for, and responses to future pandemics and other public health emergencies. And they're saying the final texts for these treaties must be made public and an opportunity afforded for an informed national debate and Senate approval of these deeply problematic accords before they become binding on the United States of America. So that's the approach they're taking, basically saying you can't make a binding treaty without the Senate, you know, advising and consenting per our constitution. So now is not the time, we're deferring. And I think that's important. And there are other great bills in BillCam, which you can see for yourself on Daily Clout, to defund the WHO. And that's another approach that I think is admirable and useful.
So what time is this press conference? Are you going to be part of this? This is going to be on Wednesday, correct?
Sadly, no, I cannot make it down there. I am going to inform your crew by post to your wonderful producers as soon as I hear from Frank exactly where and when this press conference is going to be.
I think it's the National Press Conference, the National Press Center, but we'll find out. We're going to stream it. This is the Sovereignty Coalition. So give me 2 sentences. Where do we stand right now, do you think, in stopping this WHO treaty from affecting the United States of America?
I mean, we're on a precipice, right? And one of the biggest obstacles is distraction. I mean, we've just been through what I think is a big media distraction about the eclipse and the earthquake and, you know, states of emergency in multiple states and Canada, you know, in advance of an eclipse, which is a non-event of 4 minutes and didn't happen the last time there was an eclipse in 2017. Well, why have all this drumbeat about rolling out the National Guard, a state of emergency for a completely normal, you know, astronomical event, unless it's a distraction? And you can expect multiple other distractions along the way to keep people from focusing on this incredibly important question of whether we are going to join this treaty. What I don't like is that in January, the WHO was warning that they were losing momentum and losing support. And now that's no longer the message. They're full speed ahead, aiming for May 27th. So we have to opt out.
Real quickly, what's happening in the UK with Pfizer, CDC? What is going on there? Is it finally being exposed, all the lies that Pfizer told?
Yeah, it's both satisfying and unsatisfying. It's Pfizer got in trouble, and thank you again, Posse. It's, you know, definitely wouldn't have happened without you and the War Room Daily Clout 3,250 experts who broke open the Pfizer documents. Nearly 100 reports now, thanks to this community. But this is from The Telegraph on Sunday. Pfizer accused of, quote, bringing discredit, end quote, on pharmaceutical industry after COVID social media posts. So a watchdog rules that the company breached regulatory code 5 times including promoting unlicensed medicines. So this is a slap on the wrist. It's a serious one, though. It affects public opinion, certainly in Britain. And it's a ruling by the UK's PMCPA UK, which is the UK code of practice for, I guess it's like advertising. And this is a reasonable approach. We took the same approach with our lawsuits. The most vulnerable flank of Pfizer is fraud and false advertising. And so this is what this regulatory body is saying, but they're only fining them, Pfizer, £30,000. And the big news for us is that it's in a lot of national UK media, media that took the money to get behind the injections, that lied to pregnant women, lied to elders, lied to kids, lied to parents about safe and effective. And now this same regulatory body that was crickets during the actual
that's drinks money. But does this tee up for lawsuits, for class action lawsuits by citizens that were damaged by all this against Pfizer?
In the UK, I don't know the UK legal system well enough to answer that in detail, but it certainly provides a theoretical framework for people taking action against Pfizer. And also, the UK does have a very rudimentary system to compensate people who are vaccine injured. Not huge awards, but, some tens of thousands of pounds or six-figure awards. And this kind of ruling will certainly make it easier for people in the UK to say, I was injured. Look, I was lied to. Look, the Telegraph reported that it wasn't safe and effective, that it's a lie to say that it was safe and effective. I do want to say, because I'm personally involved, the amazing Mark Stein bravely reported on GB News when he had his show on GB News that what we had found, especially in relation to harms to pregnant women and babies and fertility and reproduction in the Pfizer documents. And then Ofcom, which is the media watchdog, hauled him, into their punishment system. And there is actually a hearing in June, and I'm going to be going over to Britain to be in the courtroom, in which Ofcom is either going to back off or not back off. But you've got this very crazy tense situation, which Ofcom, the media watchdog, says you're bad, Mark Stein and Naomi Wolf, for telling the truth about vaccines. And this other regulatory agency is saying you're bad, Pfizer, for harming people and lying about it. So it's completely psycho Alice in Wonderworld legally over in Britain in that regard.
Where do people go to follow all this, Naomi Wolf?
Well, certainly go to dailyclout.io, also my Substack, Outspoken. Definitely download the 97 Pfizer reports, and the Skyhorse Volume 2 of the Pfizer documents book is coming out in May, so you can pre-order it now. But we'll be closely following on Daily Clout what becomes of Pfizer in terms of the tug of war of these regulatory bodies and the great hero Mark Stein, and whether he's going to be punished further for telling the truth to Britain about how badly their population was being damaged. It's really quite historic.
They're trying to shut down. It's historic. Naomi Wolf, thank you so much. Honored to have you on here.
Thank you so much.
The Sovereignty Coalition, we're going to pick it all up. We're going to do, in fact, we'll talk about tonight at 6 o'clock. We're also going to have Brian Costello on tonight. Make sure you go to birchgold.com/war room. Every day, gold's hitting another high, maybe back off a little, set up another floor. Talk to the experts about that. That would be Philip Patrick and the team. Birchgold.com/Bannon. Philip Patrick.
Tax Network USA is pure war room for solving your IRS tax problems. If you owe back taxes, COVID was your lucky break. Tax court shut down, the IRS paused, and you skated. Well, baby, that party is over. The IRS is adding 20,000 enforcement agents, basically tax cops. Honest, hardworking Americans like you are in the crosshairs. Rich people have tax lawyers and you don't. You'll pay up plus interest and penalties. Tax USA Network has brilliant war room type strategies designed to solve your IRS problem quickly in your favor. Never call the IRS yourself. You're at their mercy. You could sit on hold for 6 to 8 hours and get hung up on. Grind you for all your back taxes plus interest and penalties. Tax Network USA attorneys have a preferred direct line to the IRS. They know which agents to talk to and who to avoid. If they get difficult agent, hey, they just call a different agent. Tax Network USA learned of a limited time special IRS offer. The IRS is willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. Find out if you qualify before it's too late. Schedule your free confidential consultation with Tax Network USA. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debts. Think about that. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debts. They offer a best-in-class client satisfaction guarantee. Now call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000. And visit Tax Network USA. That's TNUSA.com/Bannon. TNUSA.com/Bannon. Make sure you take action on this today. This IRS grind is only going to get much worse.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
As de-dollarization picks up and these other central banks, of everything but the Federal Reserve is buying gold at bigger and bigger rates now, third record year, this is where you go to Birch Gold, birchgold.com/Bannon to get all the information from Philip Patrick and team. Just check it out. Make sure you're armed with this information. Charlie Kirk follows us next. Charlie's in Nebraska. Charlie's got a big rally tonight. Make sure Elizabeth over at our own Telegram channel, Mo, Grace, everybody, let's make sure we get that poster in there so people know where to go. It's at the church this afternoon. We're going to live stream it. This thing in, about the electoral vote is so important in Nebraska. Make sure everybody goes. I want to say the response we've gotten from Sacred Human Health is overwhelming. I'll do a better job in the next couple of days actually putting out the endorsements we've had from people who are taking about direct energy shot. Boom, changed their lives. This is all Warren Posse, right? People that that watch this show that have really taken this. The grass-fed beef liver, which is the greatest concentration of nutrients known to man. But it's changed their lives, and that's them saying it, not me. It's pretty overwhelming. SacredHumanHealth.com. Go check it out. Go to the site. See all the endorsements. Obviously, what we try to do is give you access to immerse yourself in information. I said earlier about the tax network, about the 10,000 agents aren't going after the wealthy. Remember, 1% own $44 trillion, 10% own 90% of the assets in this country. You own virtually nothing, okay? You're essentially a Russian serf. You don't own anything. You're not going to own anything. Well, they're going to try to get blood from the stone of your taxes. That's what Tax Network USA, TNUSA.com. Go check it out. They put in promo code Bannon. But talk to, remember, it's all a process. Just like the credit card, it's a process. Fear not. Don't get all worked up. Don't get off the ramparts. We're going to need you on the ramparts. MTG is going to be on tonight. We're going to go through her Wittenberg thesis, the 7 points against Speaker Johnson, all incredibly powerful. Want to make sure that letter is pushed out there. So go check it out today. Catherine, people were blown away by the box yesterday. I got a minute or two. Tell us what's in it, why they should get it, and why, how do you make these this perfect beef or near perfect beef? How do you do it, ma'am?
Hi, Steve. Thanks so much for having me back on. Yeah, so yesterday we were live from our processing facility, and I went through what's in our Meriwether box, which we're offering a 15% off subscription deal. It's the best deal because it locks in your supply, your monthly order, and it's a great value. There are 2 ribeyes, 2 New Yorks, 2 top sirloins, a bunch of burger, and then we always throw in a specialty item. Right now we're doing a flank and rib, which is amazing. So go to meriwetherfarms.com right now to sign up for a monthly subscription. And then if you always have any questions, you can email us at info@meriwetherfarms.com. We have a great team that will respond to you promptly. And then the other thing that I'd love to talk about, Steve, is that the grass here in Wyoming is superior to no other. And that's why you can taste in our beef the amazing flavor. Whoa. I'm not kidding, Steve. Whoa. There's a farm next door to us that literally ships their alfalfa hay to Texas because the grass in Texas is not as good as ours. Yeah.
My Lord, girl, you've done it. You've done it now. We're going to have you back on to back out. Oh, my Lord.
Okay.
Oh,
we'll
my
go to
Lord.
All you folks. And check us out.
She was a troublemaker on the campaign, the White House and the State Department. She's pure Trump. That was a pure Trumpian move right there. One more time. Where do they go? About the best grass in the world up in Wyoming. We're gonna have some folks on to challenge you about that. It'll be a great debate. Where do they go, Catherine? Yeah,
absolutely. Merriweatherfarms.com. Get your 15% off monthly subscription on our Merriweather box or burger box. Get it now while supplies last.
I love it.
Goes quick.
I love it, girl. You keep one of the great young CEOs in the country. Thank you, Catherine. Company's on fire, I can tell you that. Merriweather Farms, go check it out. Go see if she's right. Get the box and see if she's right about the great grass up in Wyoming. Love Wyoming. What a great, great state. But man, oh man, Texans, we want to hear from you. Mike Lindell, we turned around the false stories in Newsweek. Everything said the Supreme Court had been thrown out. Far from it. In fact, at the Ahern Hotel on the 18th and sign up, we're going to do the Gladiator School. But on the 17th, I'm going to be there with Mike in the Constitutional Sheriffs all day. We're going to have Real America's Voices help. We're going to broadcast there 4 hours, meet and greet everybody, talk to the Constitutional Sheriffs. And we're going to talk about, we're actually having a special town hall forum to lay out the process, the technology, all the legal. You got every aspect of this, of the machines, right, to give a full-throated defense of what you guys are doing. Talk to me about it, brother.
Yeah, it's going to be an amazing event. I'm flying everybody in from around the country, all the experts, and the great Kurt Olson, the lawyer that brought the whole case to the Supreme Court. He's been immersed in this for 3 years, everybody, just like me. And Steve's going to be the moderator of this roundtable. We'll have them all there, and you're going to hear firsthand what we have, what's going on with the Supreme Court case where they found decryption keys inside the machines. It's like having a bank vault. You have the combination written on the vault, or I have my ATM card and the passwords on the back. So all this stuff, and Steve will be able to dive in on them and get to the bottom of it all. But they wanted to put out a big false narrative that the Supreme Court has turned down the case. That is the big lie. On April 19th, that is when they first consider it, everybody. And we are praying they're going to consider it, because I really believe if they do, they will vote 9-0 on this case. I really believe that, Steve.
Okay, we got about a minute. People want to know about deals. Give us a deal. Yeah, give us a special for the War Room Posse.
You guys, we're bringing back a special deal for the War Room. We launched a new commercial with the MyPillow 2.0. Buy one, get one free at a price you can't believe. Get to the website, check it out. But we're doing something for the War Room. If you go to the website or call in, either one, you're going to get free shipping on your entire order. The only promo code in the country that will do this is the War Room promo code. You guys, if you see there, you got those sandals for $9.50, those white ones that I got right here. For the War Room, and free shipping on that. You can't beat that. The sandals, slides, and slippers, $25. The two-pack of the Go Anywhere My Pillows, $25. You got the towel sets, the six-pack towel sets. Now, we'll be very limited in colors. Get them all now, $25 a set. Free shipping at you, everybody, with the War Room code on your entire order. There's the towels that just came in, the kitchen towels, which I have right here in front of me, all the colors, $25. This $25 sale, everybody, you can't beat. And what we're going to do, you also have the My Store. Don't forget mystore.com. But call in your order now, MyPillow, or promo code War Room. Free shipping, Steve, on the whole for the War Room Posse. You can't beat it.
800-873-1062. Keep it right here, Real America's Voice. Charlie Kirk in Nebraska. Winner take all. We're back here at 5.
True or false? Using your tax refund to pay off credit card debt is a smart thing. Actually, that's false. DoneWithDebt.com published a brilliant strategy designed to let you keep your hard-earned tax refund and reduce or eliminate credit card debt. Most Americans owe thousands in credit card debt. In fact, Daily Mail's got a story that 56 million Americans carry credit card debt, and that debt will take years to pay off, if you pay it off at all. Done with Debt found that filing bankruptcy is usually not the answer, and taking out loans to pay off credit cards usually increases the debt. When you engage Done with Debt, their legal experts and skilled negotiators take on the credit card companies for you. Their winning strategies are designed with one goal: solve your debt situation quickly and permanently. First things first, chat with a done with debt strategist and explore your solutions. Some debt fighting strategies are time sensitive, so you'll need to move quickly. For a free consultation, visit donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Do it today. Take action.
War Room at checkout to save 67%. Do it again. War Room Health, all one word, warroomhealth.com. Go there today. You need, if you're going to be part of the posse, you need a strong heart. You need a lion's heart. How we're going to do that is with Salty. Go there. Do it today. Check it out.